Hello, welcome to the FrameX podcast, episode 4. I'm here, Alan Tong, with co-host Jehu Chan.
Hey, we're back in the podcast station, and this episode is going to be
a banger.
Yeah, this episode is actually going to be provide a lot of value for a lot of realtors.
Yeah, I think so too. Today, we're going to be talking about preparing a house, right?
Yeah, we're prepping a home. Have you prepped a home before?
I've never prepped a home before, but nice. I do know the best practices because we take photos of the home right after it gets prepped.
Yes.
So it's like we don't do the actual prepping, but we know what we look for before we get there.
Yeah, exactly. So the only reason why we tell all of our clients to actually prep the home before we go in, it's to make our job seamless. Like you go in and you go out. There's no moving stuff around. There's no hiding stuff. There's no doing this, no doing that.
Sure. I mean, it makes our job easier, but also the end result turns out to be better. That you guys get better quality photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, best quality photos like that, for sure.
I hope you don't mind us. We're like coughing and our throats are all clogged because we just had Chipotle.
Yeah.
And the Chipotle has this red sauce. Tell me about that red sauce. What is it bothering us so much?
Yeah, please leave it in the comments because honestly, if you guys go there and you guys want to experience something spicy, try that.
It's so good. But anyway, let's get back on topic because that's just to explain if you ever see us a little bit uncomfortable, it's because of that hot sauce.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, to prepare a house, we actually have a resource that is available. Just head on to our website or we'll have some resources linked below. All right. And you'll be able to access this checklist. The checklist, it goes through, we'll go line by line and we'll talk about it throughout this podcast. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
We're going to start with the first topic, which is property cleanliness and staging.
Yeah. Property cleanliness and staging, right? I think this is the most important one. Even if you don't do staging, I think the home should be clean.
At least tidy. Does it have to be staged? I mean, staging in itself has great value, right? Maybe you're able to sell the house for more than... It's because when you stage a property, the whole point is to have someone imagine that they're living there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that and, you know, also show the potential of the home.
Sure, the potential of the home. Yeah. But the staging, it does come with some caveats too, though. For example... You can stage a house incorrectly and it might turn off the audience.
Yeah, dude, that's also possible. But, you know, I think that there should be a measure to that. I think there should be kind of like numbers on that.
Yeah, I mean, some things to avoid when staging,
yeah,
right?
It's either things to avoid, but I'm trying to say that I believe that a home that is well staged, it's going to sell for a lot more than... The property that is not staged.
True, I believe that. And it might even get offers that probably wouldn't originally have come just because of the emotion value.
Yeah, true.
Logically speaking, you know, the staging doesn't come with the property. So most people understand that and they're not dumb. You know, it's just, but the emotion reaction and the emotional connection people have with their properties once they see this beautiful home, it stays there and the staging does matter.
Yeah, yeah, it does matter. It does matter a lot. What's the second one?
Well, okay. So the second one is to secure and remove pets. Actually, wait, before we get there, let's go back to staging just briefly. I just want to mention some things that might not be so great when you're staging. The first one is things that are a bit controversial, things people don't, like I said, turn people off. So it might be like religious things.
Like a poster, like religious stuff, personal
big,
stuff.
Big political pushing type of stuff. You probably don't want that staged.
Yeah.
Types of wallpaper, if it's really, really old school, but this house is made for like the next generation, I don't know. That might turn people off.
Yeah, you're right.
So be like really neutral with that staging. Make it modern, make it elegant, but neutral.
Yeah, and for sure you have to know, I mean, if you're a stager, just make sure, or if you're a realtor, just make sure that you guys are communicating with each other and, you know, you guys know the target audience of that property.
Yeah. Yeah, the end result. And that just makes the photos so much better.
Yep,
it does. It just emphasizes. I don't want to say it makes our job easy, but it definitely makes the results so much better of what we can pull out of each room.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so moving on to the next point is to secure and to remove pets from the property.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's
a big one.
Well, yeah. You've seen some pets? You've seen some animalists?
I've seen some animals. You know, I've seen it all, to be honest. I've seen the pets that behave well, and I've seen the pets that are just reckless. Little demons. Yeah. You know, to deal with a situation like that for us, it's liability, mostly because of the camera equipment that we have. You know,
sure.
Maybe the dog is running around and it hits the camera tripod, you know, that falls, you know, that's something to have in mind. But also, you don't want your pet or any of your pet stuff on the shot, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. I heard actually from one realtor that they had a low ball offer just because the home was, the sellers had some photos with animals. And the buyers that wanted that property, they didn't want a property that had animals inside of them for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe smells. I don't know.
Well, okay. So I did do a couple of photo shoots where there were animals there. And they're so cute, right?
Yeah, they're cute.
So
man.
I did take photos though, don't get me wrong. So I had photos of the dog on the sofa. And I just sent it to the homeowner as like, just because it was cute. But I made sure to grab a shot without the dog. And the thing is, like, I'm lucky that was a nice dog and actually listened to me. But, you know, I got the dog off the sofa and I was able to take a photo. But the photo that I took with the dog, I sent to the owner. But of course, it's not going to be used to.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done that before as well. I love cats. I'm a cat lover. And whenever I see a cat, I usually unmount my camera from the tripod and I just grab like a really nice close-up shot for that.
Portraits of kitties.
Portraits of
You're
kitties.
A cat person.
Well, you do real estate photography. That's my hobby right there.
Very nice. Yeah, and it's not just for us, right? So when we do the photos, obviously, if you see an animal, it's like, wow, why kind of thing. But it's a smell too. This is for like your own good when you have an open house and the whole place smells like animal.
You know, for us that we are animal people, like we probably don't care about it, but you don't know what kind of buyer you're going to get, right?
Correct.
So which is just some things to consider, some things to have in mind.
Yeah. Of course. So like one, like for example, you have an open house and the whole place smells like weed. The whole place smells like marijuana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it gives off a really negative impression of the property. Like, oh, this place smells like this.
It really just depends, right?
All the time.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, like this is going to smell like I have to, because, you know, when you go in and you see that, you know, you smell that, you're probably going to be like, okay, if you don't smoke it, right? First of all, if you don't smoke it, or even if you do, you're going to be, the first thought you're going to have is, I have to pay someone to clean this so it doesn't smell like that.
Yeah.
So that's extra cost that adds up and stuff like that.
Yeah. There was a property at Redondo Beach. It was actually really beautiful, really beautiful, beautiful property. But the dog peed on the carpet and left this stain on there.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Man. I mean, it stinks because I was in that room and it was just so stinky taking the photos. I ended up having to Photoshop it. Because it's just a little like piece on the carpet, easy to Photoshop.
Yeah, super
easy. That, no problem, right? We'll fix it up for you. But like, it just stinked.
Yeah.
Anyway, no pets.
No pets.
No pets. You ready to move on?
Yeah, we're ready to move on. What's the next one?
Next one is to plan not to be seen. So no people and plan not to be seen. Shouldn't that be obvious?
I think it's obvious. That should be obvious. I mean, you'd think it's obvious, but sometimes, I mean...
You would think.
You know, I believe that the sellers or the realtors, they're probably inexperienced with the service. Maybe it's their first time doing professional photography, or maybe, you know, the seller doesn't really know what's going on, right? So, but it's really important for you guys to understand that, you know, you cannot be seen on the photos because we're going to have to Photoshop you guys out.
Yeah, and it's not that straightforward either. So don't get us wrong. We're not saying like, you just don't walk into our shot. No, it's not that. Sometimes it's the shadow
that
you might cast into the shot. Sometimes it's the reflection. Sometimes it's a mirror. Sometimes it's something where you're not directly in the shot, but it catches you from another room maybe.
Right.
So That's what we mean by plan not to be seen. Just
even affects the systematic. The system you already have down. You know, whenever you're going in there to grab the media, maybe you want to do the media all at once. And if there's people in one room, you have to try to avoid that room. You know, which breaks the flow of the cycle. You know,
did you ever have anybody stand behind you and watch your camera while you shoot?
No. I never had that.
Really?
Probably once or twice, but for one or two shots, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did have the experience of someone standing behind me. Really? This is the homeowner. Because they love their house, right? I get it. You love your house,
and you just want to see what you're talking about.
Do you now? So this house had hardwood floors. And if you know which one I'm talking about, then it's that property. And there's something about the way that we take photos is that in a darker room, if you understand photography, the shutter speed... Well, there's other factors too, but the shutter speed's got to stay open just a little bit longer to capture more light into that shot because it's a dark room. And when that happens, you get motion blur if you move the camera around.
Yeah.
For us, it's specifically to real estate photography that we absolutely cannot move it because we shoot bracketed. And when we're editing, you can't have any movement. You can't have any motion blur. Yeah. It causes ghosting and it causes blurring and it causes all sorts of like... Your image no longer looks sharp.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why when you're doing real estate photography, you have to use a tripod.
Correct. You have to use a tripod to take these types of shots. And the thing is, when someone walks on hardwood floors behind you, that tripod's actually moving a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, but it is moving.
Yeah.
And that causes for shots to not look sharp.
Exactly.
So, like, even if we're taking the shot, we ourselves don't walk around and we don't move after you hit the shutter. To have someone else just stomping around behind you, you're ruining the quality of your images just by being next to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy to think about, right?
It's crazy to think about, but that's reality.
Yeah, it's the reality.
Really. Plan not to be seen.
So yeah, whenever you guys hire a real estate photographer, or if you're the seller of a property that you're listening to us, just plan not to be seen. You know, go out for lunch. Yeah, go out for lunch, you know, enjoy the day, you know. We'll be done quick. So
sure.
Can go back.
All right, next topic.
Yeah, next topic.
The next topic is garages and how garages are a great place to store everything because we don't shoot them.
Yeah, we just shoot upon request.
Upon request.
Upon request, but our standard is not to shoot it because if you think about it, there's a lot of things there, you know, personal stuff. And whenever you're decluttering the property or cleaning the property for us to shoot, that's a great place to hide all of that extra stuff that you
all
have.
That junk.
Yeah. So honestly, yeah, we don't shoot them. I'm a firmly believer that if you have a garage and you shoot the garage with the garage door down, that's better.
Sure.
Yeah. You just have to show that there's something.
You show that there's a garage, but you don't have to show its contents.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, like you said, on some occasion, some people, they actually do like, they turn it into like a mini ADU.
Oh, yeah.
Where they turn it into a little living space and they actually stage the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we'll shoot it.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to shoot that one. No problem.
All right. So next topic, talk about cars.
Okay, cars.
Tell me about cars.
So for cars, it's really simple. You know, whenever we're shooting a home, when cars are seen, we have to, you know, sensor the plates or stuff like that. Or even to get, you know, there's one shot. For all the people out there, there's one shot that you're always going to get, and it's a straight-on shot of the property, right? Of the front of the property.
You're talking about the exterior
shots. Yeah, exterior straight-on shot of the property. For that shot, you know, if you have a minivan or if you have a car or whatever vehicle you have, and you put it in, park it in front of the property, that's going to cause a problem for us.
Yeah, you know, so if you, because with the wide-angle lens and that we're trying to grab that exterior shot that's straight-on, we're basically standing in the street trying to grab that shot.
Yeah, exactly.
And the car's in the way.
Yeah. So it's either going to be seen or, you know, we're going to have to Photoshop it.
Well, or we use a drone and we try to bypass as much as the car, you know, get it out of the photo as much as we can.
As for the driveways, I would say that if it's a long drive, if it's a long driveway, I would not put a car there. But if it was like some kind of a short driveway that only fits one car and the realtor or the seller has a nice car, I want them to have that car in that shop.
Yeah, if it's a nice car.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
For the most part, we just want cars out of the driveway. Don't show it.
Yeah, right? Just don't but show it. But if you have a nice car, yeah.
You got a luxury car. You got a Lambo. Put it in front of your luxury listing.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
I mean, yeah. That beast needs to be seen, bro.
I think the whole point of that car is to be seen.
Exactly.
So, like, for example, I know some dealerships, if you get in contact with, for example, Lucid, they might let you borrow a car just to put inside your house for the photo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
And the Lucid I'm talking about is the one on Hawthorne Boulevard, the one located in Torrance.
Yeah, we've been there. You know, we did a photo event for someone, and it's really nice, you know. And also, if you think about it, it adds something to the image. It does add something, some value to the image. It's amazing. As well.
All right. Next topic is hiding trash cans.
Oh, yeah. I don't enjoy, like, we don't shoot trash cans.
Well, sometimes it's unavoidable because, like, you're taking a drone shot and the trash cans are just there. It's trashy. It's, like, extremely those dirty.
For that, I mean, sometimes it's because they're big, man.
Yeah, and hide it. Hide it in the garage.
Yeah.
Just hide it where we can't see it in the garage.
Yeah, just hide them. Just hide them. Honestly, at the end of the day, we're going to go in, go out. You guys can put everything back together, you know. Those trash cans are not going to go anywhere.
The trash cans we're talking about are the ones on the outside.
Yeah, the street ones.
The street trash cans. Yeah. Those are huge, obnoxious, bright and colorful.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that we just don't want to see. But speaking of trash cans, let's talk a little bit about interior trash cans, the ones that go in the house, in the kitchen, in the bathroom. What do you think about those?
Usually they're not seen because they're on the right side of the toilet, let's say, or they're hidden somewhere. But if it's in the way, I'm going to move it.
Exactly. Get the trash cans out of sight. Just in general, you don't want to see trash cans.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of toilets, toilet seats down, by the way.
Yeah, please just
remove the toilet paper and toilet seats down.
You can leave the toilet paper. It doesn't really matter. But the toilet seat, just put it down, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toilet seats down. Definitely. Okay. And especially if there's something in there.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, who's the one that left this in here?
Hey, there was an open house. What's up here?
Oh, I took a dump and then the plumbing did not work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kinds of things that we think about and the things that we come across.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
It is. Okay, so hide trash cans. Hide your trash cans.
Yeah, just hide them.
All right. Next is to hide hoses.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, if it's a hole like outside, you know, just on the garden or whatever, just honestly just get rid of it.
Hiding hoses is interesting because when you hide a hose, it drips water.
Yep. And be careful.
It leaves, like, you have to wait for the water to dry then because now you got puddles. Mm-hmm. So when you hide the hose, you hide the hose 24 hours prior.
Yeah.
You hide it the day before.
Yeah. It's something simple that can get really interesting on the image.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it's an issue. I wouldn't say it's an issue, but it's just something that we're going to have to either edit out or it's going to stay like that, depending on the situation. Messy. It just looks messy, a little bit messy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on the topic of like water, puddles and all that, another thing to make sure you do is to turn off the sprinklers, especially if the sprinklers are on a timer. You want to turn off the sprinklers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you don't want to get me wet or anything like that if I'm out there doing the shoot or stuff like that, you know, like just make sure that all that is turned off.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. That's pretty straightforward. Prep the yard. Prep the yard.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, Alan?
I mean, mow it. I mean, clear it. Mow it. Don't leave trash all over the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have kids. You know, kids have toys. If you just clear it. Keep it clean.
Yeah, just clear it, you know.
Just throw it in the garage. I think that's the answer. Throw it in the garage.
Yeah. The less stuff that can be seen, the better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Pools. If the property does have a pool, you should probably clean the cover and remove the covers.
Yeah, remove the covers is one of the things, right? Because I went to this property one time and the covers were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried removing it myself. It's impossible, at least for me.
And chances are you might get the cover wet and puddles. Now we're back to the topic of puddles.
Yeah, exactly. It's either that or You know, another thing that I've seen is their pool is there, but it's not cleaned.
Mm.
That's another one. I think that, you know, if you're going to try to show off that you have a pool, right? Just clean it. So yeah. I can just grab some shots of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one is actually not so much on the case of like the property itself, but more on the agent. So the agent's got to remove the for sale sign.
Okay. Yeah, that's another one. The for sales, I think it's due to the MLS. No,
yeah, yeah. There's some type of a regulation where you cannot have that for sale sign with your name and your contact information and all that inside the photo.
Yeah, I think it's something called self advertising or something like that, or I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Just take it down. Just
take down your sign. Yeah. Once we're done with the photo shoot, put it back up.
Yeah, no problem. I know that that's annoying, realtors. We hear you, but it's needed.
Yeah, it's needed. And there's times when, you know, we all do our best to assist if we can, especially if it's, you know. And there's actually on our social media, if you follow us at Framex USA, you'll see us trying to lift up some for sale signs and like carrying them off into the horizon because it's just a joke, an inside joke between us and another agent.
Right.
But yeah, remove those for sale signs. All right. Interior preparation. There's one big one and it has to do with the kitchen.
Okay.
So the kitchen is one of those glam shots. Living spaces, kitchen. You take a lot of photos of the kitchen because the kitchen sells.
Yeah.
But the cluttered kitchen does not sell.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's better if you have your kitchen. The counters are cleared. That's one of the things. Tables are cleared as well. Mm-hmm. You know.
Even if it's like nice appliances and stuff, just clear it. Leave it empty.
Yeah, just leave it empty. You know, like there's nothing really that they're like putting a pot or leaving like the, you know, some kind of appliance that doesn't fit there or it doesn't look appealing to the eye. We're probably going to move it out of the shot. That's one of the things.
So, for example, like refrigerators, take down all the magnets.
Yeah.
That's one thing in the kitchen. Put all your dishes and your whatever, put them all away. Dishes and all that.
Yeah.
And then the floor, the actual floor, if you have any throw rugs, like you stand on them next to the sink, put those away too.
Yeah, just put them away. Put them away. I mean, either way, if you guys, when you're behind the camera, right, and the angles that I'm trying to get, sometimes if the kitchen is really tight, the floor is not even going to show.
Yeah. Sometimes the floor doesn't show.
Yeah. You have to go really low with the camera to show, but you know, then you have the negative effect of there's a countertop that you cannot see or stuff like that.
Correct. And then, so in the kitchen shots, we tend to shoot a little bit higher. One is to avoid the underside of the cabinets. And the second thing is to look over the countertops.
Right.
And it shows the space and it shows how beautiful and elegant the kitchen is.
Yeah. Yeah, but definitely that's one of the selling points of a home. A kitchen, a nice living room. I think you can probably get away with the rooms being a little bit messy. Just a little bit messy. But if the open space, the livable space of the home, it's clear, it's nice, it's clean, it's going to be super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The next one to declutter, bathrooms. Bathrooms tend to have personal products.
Yeah. Like a lot of different shampoos, you know, toothbrushes, razors or whatever, you know, all of that. Just put it away.
Put it away.
Yeah. You don't want to show that.
I think the moral of the story is bag it up and throw it in the garage.
Yeah. Just bag it up and throw it in the garage. Yeah. That's right. You're right.
All right. So hide cords and remotes.
Cords and remotes. Yeah, for sure. That's probably one of my pet peeves, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when the cord, you know, it's there and I really don't have a way to unplug it, I leave it there, but I Photoshop it later.
I try not to do that just because the Photoshop is just so annoying to do. Like, okay, you might catch this one, but what about the other five photos that have, like, did you catch every single one of them?
Yeah, you're right.
It's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, yeah. But just unplug everything, you know, no cables if possible. And yeah, I think that's going to make the property look a lot cleaner.
Yeah, it looks a lot cleaner if possible. If not possible, it's understandable.
Yeah, if not possible, it's not a deal breaker, you know?
Yeah, but it does add a little bit of mess.
Yeah.
All right. If you have an entryway, please clear the entryway. That might include like all the shoes in the entryway, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. If, you know, if there's like you know, even on the living room or whatever, whatever it is. If you have some shoes laying down there, just please just grab them.
And I know by the entryways, people tend to leave mail too.
Oh, like, yeah, for mail. Sure.
Mail. Might have personal information. Keys. And might just don't want to leave that stuff out.
Yeah. Definitely, like, if you have, like, a bunch of keys in the driveway, please don't show that, because right now, nowadays, with the 3D print and all that, you can create a key like that.
That's crazy to think.
It's crazy to think, but it's possible.
Huh. All right. All right. All right. All right. So next one is to open the blinds that have the views.
Oh, yeah. You want to show off that, you know, when you're living in a home that has a really nice view of the neighborhood, you know, maybe if it's a house in PV, you have this nice view of the skyline.
Yeah, show it off.
Show it off, man. That for sure is gonna, like, show the potential of the home.
Open the blinds. So why do I have a story actually about opening the blinds, and it has to do with an agent. She's a wonderful agent, and this property was in Irvine. These blinds, it was a new construction property. New construction property, and I moved the blinds just to the curtains. These are curtains, and push it to one side, and the rods could not hold it, so it actually broke.
Oh,
it broke.
Oh, but broke. It didn't outmount. It broke, like, literally broke.
Well, it fell off the wall.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is a new construction. It's probably covered under some type of a warranty, but no one's been using the house. And just moved all the way to one side, and it wasn't anchored correctly, and it just fell out. Like, gosh, now what am I going to do? So, you know, homeowner came, and it took me like an extra 30, 40 minutes to get everything resolved. And now I'm helping him put stuff up. It's just like, wait a second, I'm going to be late for my next shoot. So it's not like, it's not just take care of it beforehand before we come, if possible. That way, you know, we're not messing around with things. And there's another type of a blind, or it's the kind that, you know, you like retractable, you pull it down,
yeah,
and it like retracts upwards, and sometimes these don't retract all the way up.
All the way. I hate that. I hate that. I don't know why they get stuck, or I don't understand, but I just hate when they just don't go up, man.
Right. Okay. And then not just that,
because now you have to find the perfect, like, okay, no, it was one time, you know, I had this blind, two windows, the same blind, you know, and I was retracted perfectly, right? And the other one only went halfway. The other one, when I was trying to put it halfway where the other one was staying, right? Mm-hmm. Was like slowly going down.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was no sweet spot. I had to close them.
Yeah. So a couple options, right? When this happens. Now, this is more for like the photographers out there who are actually doing the job. You can actually remove the whole entire roll. I mean, if you're tall enough and if it's low enough where you can reach it, and then you can just manually roll it up and just stick it back on there.
That's true.
You can.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that
again.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hate those.
Yeah, I don't enjoy that.
All right. Next one is to turn on the lights. Well, this is kind of a tricky one. We don't always want you to turn on all the lights, but turn on the lights. What does that mean?
Yes. So whenever you have a property and whenever we're shooting a home, light source is really important. And before we touch the topic of turning on the lights, we're gonna touch the topic of having the same color on all the bulbs throughout the property. That's really important for us, at least, to, you know, to get the best image possible. When you get mixed lighting, you know, maybe like a peachy light, and then you have like a cool, you know, on the, it's going to look super weird on the camera. The camera's going to be like, okay, is this blue or orange?
Yeah. Cameras have a hard time distinguishing color because they're not like us. They have a certain white balance that they have to determine what is white, mm-hmm, to determine what are the accurate colors.
Exactly.
And when you have, like, for example, people tend to use warmer colors inside living bedrooms.
Yeah.
They use like 4,000 to 4,500 Kelvin, you know, temperature lights, just warm and yellow, and I can fall asleep to this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, kitchen, living space, maybe they might use like 5,500, 6,000, a bluer type of light, a wider type of light.
And what would you recommend as
5,500?
5,500
to 5,600, something that's closer to daylight.
To daylight, yeah.
Because if you end up using daylight temperatured lights, then it combines well if you have the window open. If you have, you know, it just, everything's the same and the colors are all accurate and nice.
Yeah. I love when the dolls have all of that. Do you know, one time I went to this property and there was this bathroom, right? Where it had, up top, they had like six different bulbs, right? Uh-huh. Every bulb was different color. And I was like,
God save us.
Yeah, like you turn on the light and it's super yellow. Like you wouldn't believe how yellow that thing was. And I was like, okay, I have to find the perfect color balance. When I was trying to do that, right? The camera was like, okay, if you're saying that this is the color balance, right? This is the perfect white balance. Why is the mirror all blue, man? Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, you just turn off the lights and, you know.
Yeah, if the combination of lights really just doesn't work, keep them off. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But if everything's, you know, nice, and sure, turn on the lights, make the place look bright. Bright tends to send the feeling of openness and spacious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just, so there's that. Turn
on lights. Okay. And something attached to the light, or I should say attached to the fan sometime, is a light. But you don't want to have the fans on. That's the next item. Turn off your fans. Why?
Yeah. Okay. Whenever you're shooting a home, right, when you're taking a photo of a room, let's say, and there's a fan, we're going to say that we should bracket. And we are saying that we're shooting three images, let's say, at the same time. Right? Just imagine it like that. We're shooting three images. So one of the images is going to show the fan going, you know, and the other one's going to be, you know, different, and the other one's going to be different. So whenever we're blending all those images in one image, it's going to look like it has motion blur because it's moving.
Yeah. Basically, turn off the fans.
Yeah, it's going to make it look ugly. Off. Yeah, turn them off.
Yeah, you want to actually show the fan too, especially if it's a nice fan, and it'll show up nice and clear as long as it's off.
Yeah.
Okay. But the light on the fan can be on, but it shouldn't be spinning.
Yeah, it shouldn't be spinning.
All right. Speaking of lights, now, sometimes properties will have lights, but certain bulbs are just like missing, or like bulbs are just burned out.
Yeah.
Please replace them.
Yeah, it would be nice if you guys replace all the lights and draw the property for sure.
Yeah, at least the ones that, you know, don't leave it so like things look asymmetrical because the right light turns on, but the left side does not. You know, mm-hmm. It just doesn't look symmetrical. It doesn't look good. All right. So here's for twilight preparation. We have a really short list for twilight preparation. But basically, turn on every single light. Replace all the bulbs, every single light, interior, exterior, all the pool, the water features. Turn on every single light on the twilight preparation.
Now you mentioned something really important as well. If you guys have like a fountain, or you guys have something really special in the house, like an appliance or something, turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, show it off. Like,
you totally know, cool. Do it.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. But yes, you want all the lights turned on whenever we're doing a twilight shoot. And that's just going to make the image more natural, look more natural.
Yeah, it pops. It makes your property stand out just so much more.
Yes.
And especially with the beautiful soft light of the sky and how everything just bounces everywhere. And you have these, it looks majestic.
Yeah.
Like out of this world, that's the kind of thing that is like clickbait. You know, you go to a property and you see this, wow, what is that image? Let me click it. Maybe it might not sell the house, but it's going to get more eyeballs on
the listing. Yeah, for sure.
Get more eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end goal, right?
Yeah. That's the end goal. Generate more leads with the whole point of to do these photos is, well, there's marketing side of it. There's the branding side of it. But yeah, get more eyeballs.
Yeah, just get more eyeballs on that property.
All right. That's all the time we have. We've gone through the checklist. If you'd like to download the checklist, head over to our website. I might even leave some links below. All right. So that's all the time we have. And we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.